The unsolicited opinion and the call-in number for the show today is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number to call. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell. She writes for Canada Free Press. That website, if you want to read some of her articles, is canadafreepress.com. She has also written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, and that is available on Amazon as well as Kindle. So I suggest, if you like what Dr. Johnson has to say, and I certainly do, maybe you ought to read her book, Echoes of Communism. And, hey, you got to become enlightened. Anyway, Dr. Johnson, continue what you were saying when we went to break. I know you were talking about these different benign titles that they describe for these six livability.
Right, and we were on number three when it said that enhanced economic competitiveness. Well, if the government is the only game in town, how is that going to be competitive? It's ridiculous. Number four, livability principle, says support existing communities. Actually, they are referring to transit-oriented mixed-use development and safeguarding the rural landscapes. Well, basically, is protecting agricultural land and not allowing any agriculture on this land. And number five, livability principle, is to coordinate and leverage federal policies and investment. Basically, is talking about future growth, generating renewable energy. And I don't know about you, but we're not generating enough renewable energy to take care of 305 million people in this country and our economy. So it's really hocus-pocus. And then number six, livability principle, is to value communities and neighborhoods, that is investing in healthy, safe, and walkable, emphasis on walkable neighborhoods, rural, urban, or suburban. So basically, they're moving everybody from the rural area, from suburban area, into these
green ghettos.
Right. And it's basically a ghetto. And which would basically achieve, you know, they have no plans on how to handle disease if that's going to spread like wildfire through these tenements. And a lot of people are going to die en masse. And that is part of their eugenics portion of Agenda 21, because they want zero population growth and actually degrowth in demographics. They don't want people having children because they believe that we're straining the resources of the planet.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, I had another fellow on my show who grew up in the USSR, and he had gone to the grade school here. He's in New York City, where his daughter was going, and there was some stuff on the walls. And he was talking to the principal saying, why are you promoting communism? Why are you, you know, why are you doing these things? Don't you recognize this stuff? You know, and of course, there's, you know, some liberal progressive idealist there who thinks it's just going to be utopia. It's going to be real fun. It's going to be real good. We've got Dr. Johnson, Linda from Rhode Island, who had mentioned the six livability principles, is back on the line with us. So, hi, Linda, you're back. What's up?
Yes, I understand. I did read through them and thought they sounded so, you know, loving and fluffy.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah, so
it's Christmas morning.
Yeah, present. I figured the doctor would be able to straighten everybody out on that.
Okay.
So that's why I directed you to those, so she could go through those and tell us the truth and read between the lines.
Right, okay. Thank you, Linda.
Okay,
unfortunately,
Linda,
I can't give you, you know, specific details for every state and every area, because as I said, not all would be exactly the same. It depends on what they were able to get away with in that at that local level.
Hang on, Linda. We have to go to break. We will be back in three. No, we'll be back in a minute. So don't go away. It's a minute long break. Hang on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to give us your solicited opinion, feel free to do so. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell. She is the author of a book entitled Echoes of Communism, and that is available on Amazon and on Kindle, and she certainly knows all about it since she grew up in a communist nation. So I suggest you go in and purchase her book, Echoes of Communism. She also writes and publishes articles on CanadaFreePress.com if you'd like to read some of the words that she has written. Linda, are you still there with me?
Yes, I am.
Was there anything else you wanted to ask or say?
I've known for a couple of years now because of Agenda 21 that I live in the country, I have a couple of acres, and I know they want us out of here. And I try to come up with different scenarios, and I keep heading to the main one. I think the electricity is going to go off for a while, and they're going to come round us up saying we can't stay because we can't flush our toilets.
Oh, yeah. You know
what
I'll tell you.
That's what I think.
I agree, and I'll tell you why. There's a house across on the corner from me that is now vacant. They threw out the people who were living there, and I noticed a sign that was plastered on the front of the door, and it was a notice saying that this house was now inhabitable because they did not have electricity, that they would not be allowed to live in there. So
that's what I think they're going to do, and they're going to tell everybody, like next door to me, for example, he's got lots of toys. He likes his stuff. He's got a big house. He likes to show off. and his brother-in-law is a police officer. And I said, I know what they're going to do. They're going to come around with the bus, which I'm not getting on, and they're going to say, look, you know, he's not going to want to leave his stuff. He just bought a brand-new sports car. He is not leaving that. But they're going to tell people it's going to be okay. The grid's going to come up in a couple of weeks, and you'll be back. We're going to be patrolling the streets, make sure nobody touches your stuff, and we're not coming back.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't get on the bus. In fact, if they tell you to head west, head east.
Right.
Whatever they say to you, don't believe it. Do 180 degrees the opposite, because
yes,
these people are going to be lying. Well, they're
I've
already lying.
Yeah,
so nobody's
that.
Got your back except you.
Right. Okay, Maggie, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Linda.
I listen every day.
Thank you. You too. Keep your chin up. Don't worry. Listen, there's more of us than there are of them. And if we can succeed at waking up enough people in this country so that they're just going to say, no, we're not going along. You're not going to do this. That's what we need.
You know, that's what I said to my husband. I said, the whole world needs to do a wave of no.
Exactly.
So that there's always no being yelled out. And as it comes around, I don't know, maybe it would take a day. I don't know, where you have to get up out of bed or wherever you are, because it's your time now to yell no till you don't have any breath left, till the next town takes over.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's my thought. I'd love to see that.
Wouldn't it be great? Well, you know, I mentioned this the other day, but remember that movie Network where I can't think of the actor's name, but it's like, go to the window and scream and yell? That's what we need to do. These people need to realize that the American people are onto them.
Yep, I have opened my window and screamed. I'm not going to take it anymore, but every day I do.
There you go. Hey, that's the spirit, right? You got to keep trying.
Yep.
Listen, we can't give up.
I know. I know it.
So.
Okay, Maggie, I'll hang up now.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
People say, you know, we have to say no, but I was at the TSA checkpoint the other day, and I was humiliated and sexually groped for 15 minutes in front of dozens of people, and nobody said no. I said, no, don't do this to me. No, she continued.
Right.
So we're just basically sexually molested every time we fly. So I'm not going to fly anymore. If I can't drive, I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
People are not saying no. That's the problem. It's like a test run. If you're taking this degradation and this humiliation, then it's going to be easier for us to put them through more and more. But I wanted to mention, if I may, Maggie, about back to my article on Agenda 21 and walkability. These people are coming in very sly into communities, and they have already amended or even replaced the local master plans of zoning and building codes to promote this mixed-use development, these high-rises. And I'm not sure there's a whole lot we can do at this point. They're already in our communities. They can tell you, for example, in many states, and I mentioned last time I was on with you in Florida, people cannot do certain things or anything to their land within 75 feet of on either side of a quote-unquote marshy area. And some of these people, there is no marshy area. It's just dry land. It's been dry for 50 years, and yet their land becomes worthless because they can't do anything to it. So they either have to continue paying the high taxes and live there and not do anything with it, or basically abandon it, you know, take a pittance for the land if any money is offered to them. And the other interesting thing that I mentioned in my article, on June 29th this year, the White House Council on Environmental Quality, and I don't know if people knew that this even existed, announced its second annual Green Gov Symposium that's going to take place October 31st through November 2nd in D.C. And they're going to have people from government, private sector, nonprofits, and academia get together to discuss supposedly job creation, all those 2 million jobs that were never created, growing clean energy and curb pollution. And I know for a fact that governments never create jobs, just bureaucracies. And and this clean energy is so much more expensive than fossil fuel energy, I seriously doubted that they will be able to meet the needs of our economy. As it is, they've taken a lot of corn from the food chain to make ethanol. Okay, so anyway, this Green Gov Symposium is sponsored by the White House Council on Environmental Quality, as I said, and the Association of Climate Change Officers. And they are going to discuss sustainable practices in government operations. And all this sustainability goals are set by President Obama. And last year they had this symposium, and the Secretary of the Department of Energy chaired the Department of Energy that never produced a watt of energy. They just do pure research. And the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and a president of a private company called Biomimicry Institute. But anyway, I was curious about the Association of Climate Change Officers since I knew that global warming has been debunked and they have now changed their name to Climate Change. And this organization, when I looked at their website, has very steep joining fees and a really interesting advisory board. It includes EPA staff, AIG Sustainability Steering Committee. Who knew that an insurance giant had a sustainability agenda? Also Sharia compliant. They're the only big corporation that's Sharia compliant. Then the Earth Institute of Columbia, the Seattle Climate Partnership, the California Air Resources Board Executive Officer, American Carbon Register Director. Did you know there was such a thing?
No.
Applied Materials, the VP of Trucost, which is a private company that has established an extensive database of over 700 emissions and pollutants and over 4,500 public companies around the world. The Sustainability Action and Education Chair, the California Secretary for EPA, Carbon Disclosure New York Chapter, and Marjorie Moore, a designer, developer, and implementer of environmental compliance. She's the typical NGO, non-government organization. These are the people that are most nefarious because they're the ones who actually help implement this Agenda 21. And for people, for citizens who are non-believers or sitting on the fence about this Agenda 21, it is very, very real, and it includes the No Child Left Inside Act of Maryland that was just passed last month, or actually a month and a half ago in Maryland, forcing environmental literacy on children in order to graduate from high school. They can't do math, reading and writing and science, but they have to learn kumbaya stuff about the environment. Also, the White House Rural Council that was also passed in June, control of the 16% of our rural land,
right.
Codex Alimentarius, which we've discussed in the past, the social engineering, you know, moving people into the mixed-use areas, and ECLAI, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, through watershed protection plans, habitat conservation plans, all implemented without congressional approval. 50% of private land in this country is slated to be conserved or protected, and that may be your land, your home, or your farm. And I wonder, when are Americans going to wake up that ignorant or purposefully Marxist state and local representatives paid by the United Nations umbrella of Agenda 21 are going to fundamentally change America and the way we live without congressional approval? And did we not just pass this super Congress members that can do anything they want?
Yes, we did. Hang on, Dr. Johnson. On that note, we're going to break. Listen, Werner up in New Brunswick, we're going to grab you when we come back. We will be back in 3 minutes, so don't go away, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. There's a lot of great information. I have links to all kinds of websites with information about UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. There's a tab on my website that says UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. All kinds of crap. Yeah, it is crap, isn't it? Really, it's a great adjective. I love the word crap. All kinds of information exposing the crap that's out there for the plan to enslave humanity. And these crap artists are a lot closer to the end game than they are to the beginning. They are at the graduate level of, or the doctoral level of success, I guess, in what it is that they are implementing. I want to take Werner in New Brunswick. Hey, Werner, is it raining up there this morning?
No, but it's supposed to start up again, so we'll never get a break from this year.
Yeah, yeah. So how you doing? What's going on, Werner? What's on your mind today?
Oh, I find it very interesting. You were talking about so many different issues, but as I say, Dr. Powell, you went through the communist experience.
Yes, hi, Werner. It's nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, the same to me. And I'm glad that there's still some sane people in the world, you know. And I wish that the rest of the people that are still stick their heads in the sand, that they start paying attention.
Yeah, that's true. I wish, too. I'm very frustrated about it.
Well, yeah, it's a long haul, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. Maybe the oppressive forces get pushed back one more time.
I hope so. I hope so. I pray about it every day.
But yeah. I have seen here, when one of the last items you mentioned there about the designation of wetlands, you know,
yeah.
And basically taking control of private property. Here the provincial government in New Brunswick tried it there a few months ago, but there was such an outcry among the public, you know. And but at least the government here, they had some decency to hold public hearings. And as I say, there was such an outcry among the public, so the government had to back off. It had become very unpopular.
Oh, that's very good.
And the same way, there was there's the attempt now, there's a battle going on about shale gas production, you know, and the inherent dangers to the water supply and to the environment. And it is an ongoing battle, and there is quite a public resistance to it too, you know. And but the underlying issue is destroy the environment, you know. All the resources that are being provided free of charge or next to free of charge, if we use them sensibly and that are sustainable, they have to be destroyed and replaced by a commercial product, which supply they readily can control. Keep the people, keep shortages, keep people hungry, and that way you keep them docile.
Yeah, that's what happened under communism. My book is pretty much an autobiography. I have about 44 small chapters or stories, vignettes on different aspects of our life, what it was like, what was poverty like, if we were allowed to pray, what was religion like, and how they confiscated our property, our guns, and we had to suffer for 30 years under communism until the army rebelled because we had no guns. We could not protest. We did not have the opportunity to vote. We voted, but we were basically taken to the voting booth and, you know, watched over while we were voting for the only candidate.
Well, as I say, one party system, you know. You could vote for the dictator or you could not vote for the dictator, and you had to deal then with severe consequences.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, your vote was being monitored, you know, who you voted for. Look, I followed it up when I was living over in the old country, and just only 20 miles away from the Iron Curtain. And
yeah, well, you had the Stasi in East Germany, and we had the secret police in Romania, and they monitored everything and everybody.
You had Securitate.
Securitate, yes.
Yeah, the young fellows, university fellows and so, and they were basically surveying the people and with the sophisticated survey equipment and so on, monitoring everything, you know.
Yeah, there was a good German movie made about 4 or 5 years ago, The Lives of Others, that depict very well what it was like to live under constant surveillance and who did this surveillance. If people can stand watching a movie in German with, you know,
Subtitles,
you know, it's a very good movie to see what life was like under communism. These were actually well-to-do people. They were actors that were pleasing to the dictator, and they were extremely surveilled 24/7. So can you imagine what they did to small people like us? We had all our mail opened all the time.
Well, as I say, you know, when you became too much of a thorn in the side, you ended up in the gulags.
Oh, yes. I name a lot of people in the book who ended in gulags from my family. My dad was killed by communists. So
hang on.
It's an interesting education.
Yeah, hang on. Listen, we're going to break. Werner, hang on. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The PerkyLite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary PerkyLite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The PerkyLite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the PerkyLite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell. She has written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, which is available on Kindle and at Amazon. She also writes numerous articles, which you can read on CanadaFreePress.com. And, Werner, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, go ahead. If you wanted to finish what you were saying, please do so, Werner.
There's death by a thousand cuts and a clandestine takeover under many different disguises of personal freedom and everything. And more and more of the people lose more and more of their power to their own destination through government unelected bodies.
Absolutely,
exactly.
Yeah, correct.
And then we get those wolves in sheep's clothing, all those organizations that spring up pretending to be advocates for the positive development, and in reality, the end result will be that they just help ushering in very negative development, you know, and loss of freedom. And they, as I say, in the Bible it's written, you will recognize them by their fruit, you know. And all their fruits, they claim they will produce benefits for humanity and for environment and everything, but the end result will be exactly the opposite.
That's correct.
And there's another aspect, and that is the glorification of the military. It's basically a safety valve for the dictators at the top, you know, to give a vent to the frustration of the people by glorifying the military and going on foreign adventures, you know. Create enemies from abroad so they don't have to face, the people don't recognize that the enemies, the worst enemies they have, they are from within.
Yeah, well, it's a it's an old tactic older than the hills, isn't it, Werner?
Yeah, and as I say, look, those of us who have been around for a while and who haven't gone through life completely blindfolded and hopefully not dumped down, you know, after a while, you know, you detect the patterns, and the patterns keep repeating themselves over and over again.
Correct.
You know, and we as the older generation, we have the duty, no matter if they want to hear it or not, to speak out.
Absolutely.
I agree, Werner. I agree. Forget political correctness. Political correctness only enslaves you, that's all. Political correctness is deadly.
Yeah, as I say, political correctness. Who decides what's politically correct? The one who got the power.
Yeah. Exactly right.
And this power, they want to make it look like it is some kind of a soft power, intellectual power, you know. And as I say, too many intellectuals have led over the history people down a very destructive path, you know, to the detriment of the people.
Yeah, actually, you're right. More people in academia have contributed through their ideas to the death of millions and millions of innocents.
As I say, look at the where were the ideas hatched out about communism and Bolshevism? You know, among the so-called intellectual.
Right.
And what is the track record? How many hundred millions of people over the last 100 years around the globe?
Exactly.
And here in North America and in university in Europe, you know, the universities are still the breeding ground for this very murderous ideology.
I agree with you 1,000%, Werner.
I don't know.
I mean, people need to look around at who's complicit in creating this situation. These people aren't innocent.
No.
I mean, you can say people, you know, we make so many excuses for people in our society today. You know, oh, well, they didn't know, or they're a product of a bad environment, or blah, 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 blah. And you know what? People know the difference between right and wrong, don't they? You learn that at a very young age. As a child, you know that because you're born with a conscience. Most of us are, anyway. There are the sociopaths out there who are absent of conscience. But overall, people recognize when they're little. They know right and wrong. It's instinctual, I believe. I don't, you know, I think you know you feel guilty when you do something. You know, you take your friend's dolly or whatever, you know. So we can't make excuses for these people anymore and say, oh, well, they just didn't know. Didn't know. Well, I don't care whether they knew or not. They're still complicit in what's happening, aren't they?
Yes, and as I say, another, there are a lot of blame is to be put at the pen of the mainstream media.
Oh, absolutely. They're totally complicit.
You know, there's a lot of blood dripping from their pen.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and your network, RBN, and other networks, they are welcome exception. And I'm glad that now the alternative media is taken off and more people pay attention to it.
I hope so. Lately, though, people are so overwhelmed, Warner. For example, they just released on June 16th, the National Health Prevention Strategy, which is tied to Agenda 21, and very few people paid attention, and they pretended that they have received 240 website submissions and letters from dozens of organizations, but none of them are named. So it was basically the Surgeon General, in conjunction with the White House, deciding what our health guidance should be under Agenda 21. So basically they want to interweave this health prevention into all aspects of our lives, including where and how we live, learn, work, and play. And everybody has to do this, businesses, educators, healthcare, government, communities. We're all supposed to have a role in creating a healthier nation. And by doing so, we have to tackle preventable behaviors, including tobacco use, poor nutrition, physical activity, and excessive alcohol use. I thought we already had organizations that dealt with that. And basically, this is just another way of controlling us from cradle to grave. And one of their goals is to eliminate health disparities. I don't know about you, but to me, that's a euphemism for spreading the wealth in the health sector. Another goal is to promote healthy development and healthy behaviors across life stages, and I'm quoting exactly the document. And my question is, who decides what is and what is not healthy? It sounds very controlling, totalitarian, and Orwellian to me. Another goal was to create social and physical environments that promote good health. Are we going to be moved to some Elysian fields, the land of milk and honey? And last but not least, it says interventions will reach beyond the healthcare and public health sectors to include activities that influence health in areas such as housing, transportation, food and nutrition, in school and outdoor education, the workplace, and the environment. So that is basically Uncle Sam watching us 24/7. And I looked at the members, the 18 members who are on these on this National Health Prevention Council, and the Surgeon General is the only doctor on the council. The rest of them are health and human services, agriculture, education, the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Labor, Homeland Security, Department of Defense, Housing and Urban Development, Department of Justice, Veteran Affairs, Department of Transportation, none of which, in my opinion, have to do with health. So they're basically encroaching this sustainable development into a healthy lifestyle. We haven't been asked, have we, if we want all of this. We haven't voted on this. So as you said, they're doing more and more stuff by executive orders and by fiat.
You know, I find it ironically, you mentioned the Department of Defense. For example, the use of depleted uranium. Nuclear bomb tests, nuclear technology, the whole nuclear industry is one of the biggest dangers for the survival of humanity. You know, talk about the put the goat, the billy goats in charge of the flower garden. You know,
yeah, there you go.
One agency that has and one group that has more caused more destruction to this planet and to humanity, put them in charge of human health, have them having a say in determining what is healthy for humanity?
Yeah, it doesn't. Nothing, none of it makes sense, Werner. Everything's upside down.
And as I say, it's high time, what you said there, you know, I just had written it down about half an hour earlier. When you mentioned about the movie about I Don't Take It Anymore.
Yeah, network, yes.
I just had written it down and you spoke it out.
Yeah, well, that's what we need to do. Everybody needs to start getting up. It's now or never, kids. And I mean, when are you going to decide to do something to save yourself? At what point in life, I'd like to know psychologically, at what point in life do people decide it's time to save themselves? I mean, has wanting to stay alive and be free been bred out of human beings?
Bred and trained out of people. You know, part of our behavior in the world is determined by genetics. The other part is being determined by training and upbringing.
Nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I think I said enough for the time being.
Well, I like listening to you, Werner, so you know you're welcome to call anytime you want. Thanks for calling, Werner. I appreciate it.
Thank
Thanks for
Werner.
Listening.
Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So anyway, Dr. Powell, where are we at? What are we going to do here? Should we take it, stand on the street corner with a big drum and a kettle drum and start banging it?
I don't know. I'm doing my job every day by writing, and it seems that the more I write, the less informed the populace becomes. I didn't finish what I was going to say to Werner about this new health prevention council. They have a stipulation there where there will be a safe route to school program, walking and bicycling to school. So obviously they want to do away with busing, with school buses. And I'm thinking, what about people who live quite far from school? How much bicycling or walking can they do? And if you live in a very concentrated, high traffic area, aren't your kids going to get run over? I mean, it's just absolutely maddening.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Though it really is. And I was looking at something yesterday, and I had left it open last night, but then my computer shut off and rebooted. I'll have to find the website again. But it was Smart Growth Cities, and it was a map, I don't know, on one of the government websites, of all these different cities these people had picked out. And, of course, the wonderful artist rendition of how wonderful life will be. And they'll have the little bike path, and then maybe they'll have the barrier on the bike path, and maybe they'll have a car lane or two. Maybe they won't, you know. And the beautiful, you know, they always look so good, these artist renditions of things, don't they? You know,
yeah.
They always sound so wonderful until you really start to get into the meat of it. And then you realize, no, it ain't so good. I'm not interested in riding my bike anywhere, actually.
Not miles and miles. My grandfather rode his bike for 40 years, rain, shine, and snow, to work. And it was, I think, 9 or 10 kilometers one way. And that's about, I don't know, let's see, it probably 6 or 7 miles.
Yeah.
Which may seem like a walk in the park in summertime.
No,
but when it's freezing and snowing, it's not doable at all.
No. Hey, Dr. Johnson, we've got another caller. We have Karen in Minnesota. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
I just want to let you know that I totally understand everything. I've been studying Agenda 21 for years. And I live in an area of northern Minnesota on Lake Superior.
Okay.
In the protected boundary waters area. And not only do they want buffer zones for the boundary waters, they want buffers to buffer zones.
Yeah.
And to inhibit snowmobiling, four-wheeling, all that. But they have about 5 ways, maybe more right now, to try to get people off their property up here because we're designated for removal according to the biodiversity map that I have that Dr. Kaufman put out.
Yeah.
And I took this map to this to the county meeting we were having a couple of years ago about the protected lynx habitat that they wanted to do, the proposed, which is now in effect. And I showed the people, I made pictures of the map, and I showed all those that attended, and I gave them the information. And the map that was proposed for the lynx habitat matched up precisely with the biodiversity map.
Karen, would you do me a favor? Would you send me an email? I'd like to get in contact with you. I'd like to talk with you off the air and kind of pick your brain a little bit, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Okay, if you'd email me. If you go, you know, on RBN, my email is listed under the host tab, but if you go to my website, there's a contact button there as well. But I'd like to actually talk to you about some of the stuff going on up in Minnesota. So.
Oh, yeah, I saved it all. I have a whole folder.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, I'd like to...
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Oh, and could I have the name of her book? I didn't.
Oh, sure, sure. Her book is entitled Echoes of Communism.
Oh,
and
okay. It's on Amazon in paperback and in Kindle version. One other thing to mention is how they're trying to eliminate the homeowners up here. Is we don't have many jobs up here because they've destroyed the timber industry and the fishing industry. Well, we have many resorts because we happen to be a tourist mecca up here. And so they have all these resorts with service jobs. Well, the kids that graduate here go to colleges in the big cities and to get jobs because there isn't any here. So they bring in foreign workers to work at our resort.
Hang on, Karen, hang on. Okay. I want to keep you over. We're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away. We've got one more segment coming. So hang in there, everybody. Karen, stay with us.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. If you'd like to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website. There's also links to all of my guests' websites who have websites, and you can find those under the podcast tab, the tab entitled Podcast, where a podcast of my show is up there. Listen, my guest this morning is Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell. She writes numerous articles, and she publishes them on CanadaFreePress.com. So if you go there, you can read her work. She has also written a book entitled Echoes of Communism, and that is available on Amazon, and it is also available on Kindle for those of you who like those little electronic gadgets. You can get one that way. Karen, you were saying before we went to break.
Yes.
That's what you were saying.
About our area up here, it's Grand Marais, Minnesota. It's a tourist mecca. It's only a population of native residents, about a little over 1,000. But we have as many as 40,000 come up in the summer.
Okay.
But they've also, I neglected to mention, they have destroyed the mining business, the mining, the fishing, and the timber. And they have not brought in any new manufacturing because we are in such a protected area. We live in a wildlife refuge right now. There's no hunting allowed. But they have this stipulation that you can bring in temporary foreign workers to work at these service jobs at our resorts because there are not enough residents to fill the positions. Well, that's because our students go down to the cities to college, and they do not advertise down there that there are summer jobs up here.
Yeah.
Well, these student foreign workers come over, and the employers get subsidies. And so I know of a friend that worked at a resort, and they would give all the hours to the foreigners and not to her, and she eventually quit.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She couldn't get the hours herself. So then I read an article in the Country Times newspaper out of Wisconsin. It's an agricultural paper.
Okay.
That there's this initiative now that's been passed to give foreign college students 29 months on an extension on their visa, and that they will give employers a 7.65% for nearly 2.5 years for employers to discriminate against citizen and permanent resident job applicants.
Yeah, I hate to do this to you, Karen, but we're kind of running out of time here.
Oh, okay.
On the show. But thank you. Thank you for calling. Call in again. Call in anytime, please, and do get in contact with me, okay?
Yes, I will.
Because I'd really like to talk to you more about what's going on up there so we can get more information out to people. Thanks, Karen.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Bye-bye. Can I say something
sure,
about
sure, you can, and you've got about a minute left, Dr.
Okay,
Jeff.
Well, she was referring to the 1993 Biodiversity Treaty that was signed by Dr. Michael Kaufman presented this map to Congress, actually to the Senate, where the red areas are wilderness preserves and corridors known as wildlands, which are off-limits to human beings.
Right,
the yellow
right.
areas are highly regulated buffer zones where human existence will be greatly restricted. And finally, the green zones are for normal use where future growth would only be allowed within boundaries of high-density mixed use. And
Dr.
If I
Jackson,
say,
I hate to do this, but I got to cut you off because we're running out of time here. We've only got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
I have a website that IlianaJohnson.com should be up and running in a couple of days, if
okay.
anybody wants to.
Thanks, Dr. Johnson. I'll
Thank
have you,
you
on
Maggie.
Back soon. I love to have you on. Listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. Better days are coming. We have people like Dr. Ileana Johnson-Powell in the world who are fighting for you and I. Listen, everybody, the sun will come up tomorrow, and I'll be back. So listen, keep your chin up, huh? Better days are going to come, I believe. Don't lose heart.
Once in a lullaby.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming.